This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Darcy Klug. He is the CEO and chairman of the board of Red Hawk Holdings Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IDNG. Now, Red Hawk Holdings Corp, formerly Independence Energy Corp, is a diversified holding company which, through its subsidiaries, is engaged in sales of distribution of medical devices and sales of branded generic pharmaceutical drugs and real estate. Darcy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, give us a little background of yourself, a little background of your company, and what is the roadmap for Red Hawk Holdings Corp?
Well, first, a little bit on myself. Born and raised in Louisiana, graduate from Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge. After graduation, joined one of the international accounting firms. At the time was Coopers and Lybrand, now PricewaterhouseCoopers, on the audit staff. And
right.
Principally worked in the oil and gas industry and have pretty much stayed in the oil and gas industry after I left Coopers in after about 6 years with Coopers, and in various financial roles with companies. And had this opportunity to look at a diversified holding company a few years back, and we rolled it into this into this public company, acquired this public company, and have been cleaning it up and making acquisitions and recapitalizing the company for the last year or so.
Now, have we actually made the transformation to Red Hawk Holdings, and will the your stock symbol change?
Yeah, we're having a little bit of an issue there in that, and that's one of the cleanup issues we're dealing with. Officially, legally, the company's name has been changed to Red Hawk Holdings Company. One of our former CEO has some regulatory issues with FINRA. That had not been disclosed to us, so we're working with FINRA right now to get that issue resolved, so we can officially change the name and the ticker symbol and the QSIP number, hopefully in not too distant future.
And correct me if my numbers are wrong. I went back and did some research on your company. Your last 10Q, your revenues were just a tad bit under $500,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We as I said earlier, we have been working to really pretty much just clean up Independence Energy, the former company, and made some acquisitions. And we finally started posting revenues in late August. So that really only represents about 45 days of revenue.
Wow.
Principally on our pharmaceutical side. The business, and here in we're June 30 year end, so here in Q2 we will not only have pharmaceutical revenues, but we're starting to launch our medical devices.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about. That's why I invited you on the show. I know you guys are a diversified holding company with investments in medical, pharma, medical devices, real estate, and you recently announced a forthcoming investments in equipment sales, rentals, energies. Why these industries, and do you expect expansion into other industries?
Yes. First of all, we like the diversified concept because all of these industries are fairly cyclical, and so we wanted the diversification in order to shelter ourselves from peaks and valleys of the various industries. Secondly, we have a very strong board of directors. All of which have expertise in these industries, and so we want to be able to leverage off of expertise, talents in order to build the company. And so our concept is within each one of these industries, acquire a foundation or platform company that we can build upon and make other acquisitions, add-on acquisitions, and go forward within this diversified portfolio.
My guest today is Darcy Clug. He is the chairman and CEO of Red Hawk Holdings Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IDNG. Now, we see that you have very little debt. A small amount of that is real estate debt. Some are from friends and family, convertible debt. How do you plan on capitalizing the company going forward?
Well, one of our investment portfolios. Let me say this first. We're fairly debt adverse. We certainly don't have any intentions of going down the road of any sort of toxic debt. All of our businesses, once they're up and running, will have very, very good cash streams, cash flow streams. So we hope to be able to use those cash flow streams for if we need to use any sort of traditional debt instruments going forward, those cash flow streams will satisfy those debt requirements. Up to now, yes, the capitalization of the company has been through personal funds of myself, my partner Tom Kincannon, and various board members and friends and family. There's a small amount of real estate debt, that was a part of an acquisition, real estate acquisition that we had last year. And we're actually looking at the possibility of exiting our real estate investments, because as our operating entities start to mature, we think that capital may be best used in some of our operating entities and in order to complete some of the strategic acquisitions that we're looking at.
So you guys are going to unwind the real estate.
Yeah, we're
basically
pretty,
get out of that business.
Yeah, we're satisfied with our real estate investments. We're not big enough to really make an impact in that industry, whereas our other operating entities have a lot stronger cash flow stream. So we think since we have already achieved very satisfactory returns on those investments, it makes more sense to increase our liquidity, exit those assets that have a significant amount of available equity, and redirect that equity into other areas.
You know, Darcy, I have at least 100 CEOs come on my show every month, and literally we talk to thousands of CEOs every month. And with your stock price just a little bit north of a penny and your market cap at $5.3 million, it seems like you guys are very undervalued. You just said that the revenues of $500,000 was basically only about 45 days, if I call correct. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct, yeah.
And so what I wanted to talk about is through its medical product business units, the company sells the wound clot surgical, the advanced bleeding control. Give us where the revenues are coming from what medical devices you have out there and what your future plans are for 2017 and going forward.
Well, the revenues that were posted thus far are from our branded generic pharmaceutical business unit in the United Kingdom. It offers a line of non-narcotic branded generic drugs in the United Kingdom, and we're expanding their portfolio, And we're looking at the possibility at eventually looking at bringing some of those products into the United States. On the medical device side, we have several medical devices. One is called WoundClot. It was actually designed and manufactured out of Israel by a company called Core Scientific. It is the a hemostat, a biodegradable hemostat that stops sudden bleeding caused by, you know, surgical cuts, surgical issues, wounds.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So exciting new product just being offered, and we have exclusive distribution rights in the United Kingdom. And we're currently negotiating to bring those rights into the United States in 2017. We also have acquired a needle destruction device. It's the only ever FDA-approved, cleared needle destruction device. You know, if you go into your doctor's office, you'll see on the wall the red box. Which is a sharp.
I have seen those. Absolutely.
Sharps container.
Yep.
Once a needle is used and injected, it is a hazardous waste. You put the needle, the used needle, into our device, push the button. A few seconds later, the needle is turned into a powder residue, and it's available to be simply. Discarded in a waste can. It's no longer a hazardous waste.
Oh, that's exciting. And when is that product going to hit?
Actually, we have just the original design of the product is about 15 years old, and so we needed to upgrade the engineering to current technology. That is completed. We actually have people on the ground right now in China. Looking at the initial production samples, we expect to officially launch that product here around the first of the year.
How exciting. My guest today is Darcy Clegg. He is the chairman and CEO of Red Hawk Holdings Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IDNG. In closing here, Darcy, is there anything that you want to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
You know, one of the things I think is really going to be instrumental in our growth is our alliance with the Louisiana State University Innovation Center. Of course, LSU has a large medical program, engineering program, and vet center. And earlier this year, we established an innovation center inside of their business complex. And so as we bring new pharmaceutical medical products, engineering products to the table, we work in close collaboration with LSU for the development and ultimately the marketing of those products. So I think that is going to be one of the hidden assets that really help us take the company to the next level.
Absolutely. I want to thank Darcy Clegg for coming on the show today. He is the chairman of Red Hawk Holdings Corp. Keep your eyes open on this one. It's trading at only a little bit north of 1 cent, but it sounds like they've got a lot of innovative products in the hopper. Things are going to blow up in 2017. You might want to get in on this stock early. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol IDNG. If you want to know more about the company, go to their website. It's Red Hawk Holdings Corp.com. Darcy, thank you.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.